Job chapter 27. Then Job went further in expounding his argument and said, As God lives, who has taken my justice away, and the Almighty, who has embittered my feelings, as long as my breath is in me and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall certainly not speak wickedness, and my tongue shall certainly not utter deceit. Far be it from me to justify you. I will not renounce my integrity before I expire. I have held on to my righteousness, and I will not relent on it. My heart shall not reproach me in all my days. Let my enemy be declared wicked, and my opponent unjust. For what is the hope of the profane if he has made unjust gain, if God is indifferent to his life? Will God hear his cry when adversity comes upon him? Will he delight in the Almighty? Will he call on God at all times? Job chapter 27, verse 11, where we, with the Companion Bible, propose that Zophar speaks. I will teach you by the hand of God. I will not hide that which is with the Almighty. Behold, all of you have seen it. Why then do you act so very vainly? This is the portion of the wicked man with God, and the inheritance which tyrants receive from the Almighty. If his sons become numerous, they will be destined for the sword, and his offspring will not be satisfied with bread. Those who survive him will be buried in death, and his widowed daughters-in-law will not weep. If he heaps up silver like dust and prepares luxury clothing like clay, he may prepare it, but the righteous man will wear it, and the innocent will divide the silver. He builds a house like the moth, and as a booth which a guard makes. The rich man lies down, but is not reunited with his forefathers. He opens his eyes, and his wealth has gone. Every terror will overtake him like water. At night a whirlwind will steal him away. The east wind will bear him away, and away he will go. And a storm will sweep him from his place. For he will cast terrors on him, and he will not spare. He will certainly want to flee from his hand. He will clap his hands at him, and hiss him away from his place.